This is VOA News.
Protesters gathered in Myanmar's most populous city, Yangon, as demonstrations continued against this month's military coup. Monday, a police barricade was put in place on the road leading to the Yangon headquarters of the National League for Democracy Party, which is led by deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Demonstrators sat behind the barricade, chanting slogans and waving banners, demanding the release of Suu Kyi and the return of the government they elected. The military seized power of the country on February 1st and detained Suu Kyi and members of her government. The junta said it stepped in because the government failed to properly investigate allegations of fraud in last year's election, which the NLD party won in a landslide. The World Health Organization announced Monday that it has approved two versions of the AstraZeneca Oxford COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. It's a move that will boost global supplies in the coming weeks. AstraZeneca, SK Bio in South Korea, and the Serum Institute of India produce the vaccines, which the WHO says are safe for all persons above 18 years old. It took the global health body less than a month to assess data on the quality, safety, and efficacy of the drugs and grant the emergency use approval. The main opposition party in Kosovo has marked a landslide victory in an early parliamentary election held on Sunday. With almost all the votes counted, the self-determination movement won 48% of the vote. Speaking to supporters and the media Sunday night, former Prime Minister Albin Kurti hailed the vote as a great victory for his party. This is VOA News. After former U.S. President Donald Trump's acquittal at his second Senate impeachment trial, bipartisan support appears to be growing for an independent commission into the deadly insurrection that took place at the U.S. Capitol, similar to the one that happened after the September 11th attacks on the U.S. Investigations into the riot were already planned, with Senate hearings scheduled later this month in the Senate Rules Committee. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has asked retired Army Lieutenant General Russell Honoré to lead an immediate review of the Capitol's security process. Lawmakers from both parties signaled on Sunday's news shows that even more inquiries are likely. A United Nations report published Monday points to a sharp increase in targeted killings of human rights defenders and journalists in Afghanistan. This is since peace talks started between the Taliban and Afghan government last September. At least 11 rights activists and journalists have been killed in the period starting September 12th. Previously, journalists and or activists mostly became victims of general attacks on the population. Many journalists and activists report censoring themselves and toning down their words or activism. Some have quit their jobs, left home, or left the country. If the variants of the coronavirus continue to get worse, the vaccinations might be tweaked in the future. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Richard Webby, the director of the World Health Organization's Flu Center, says it's not something you can flip a switch and change overnight. Vaccine makers are looking at the flu as a blueprint for possible changes in the coronavirus vaccines. Studies show the first generation of vaccines don't work as well against the South African variant. The vaccines are easy to upgrade. What makes it difficult is what changes should be made. FDA vaccine chief Norman Baylor says this is a moving target right now. The flu mutates much faster than the coronavirus, and flu shots have to be adjusted just about every year. Major manufacturers are developing experimental variant vaccines just in case. I'm Ed Donahue.
Britain's newly established quarantine hotels have received their first guests. The hotel plan comes as the government tries to prevent new variants of the coronavirus from derailing its fast-moving vaccination drive. Passengers arriving at London's Heathrow Airport and at Edinburgh Airport in Scotland on Monday morning were escorted by security guards to buses that took them to the nearby hotels. Under the new rules, people arriving in England from 33 high-risk countries must stay in designated hotels for 10 days at their own expense. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.